Hello. Hi, good morning. This is R&R Construction. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. This is Honey from Local Splash.
Hi.
Hi.
Ahorita te
Yeah,
hablo del trabajo, pues. I'm sorry. Bye. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But yes, I am actually reaching out because of two things. First is we actually missed a call from you, and then second, our back office team actually informed us to contact you because the email address was actually changed from almahera8517@gmail.com, and it was changed to
Yes, ma'am.
almahera8517@gmail.com.
Yeah, it's just the fact of it is that email, it's my work number email, but my system got the virus and it deleted my whole laptop. My
Oh,
whole, and it had deleted my phone and my laptop because I had my phone connected to it, and it deleted everything. So I had to take it in to get cleaned and seen everything and fixed. So I've actually made any, so I wouldn't lose out on anything. I made this temporary email, but I'm gonna
The
go back
new
to the
one.
other. But it's just gonna be the numbers are gonna be turned around.
So this is gonna be almostgoyu17@gmail.com.
Just for a little while, because like I said, I'm putting the other one. It's gonna be almaherrera7985@gmail.com. I will be updating and sending out texts with it.
Whenever you are ready to go ahead and update again the email back to Almahera, you said it's gonna be 17985 this time, right? At
Yes,
gmail.com.
ma'am. Yeah, because
All
this
right.
one is bad. I'm trying to separate because the one I have on there now, it's actually my personal email, and I don't want to really mix the work with my personal one. Since they said they couldn't get into the one that y'all had before, I'm just gonna make it again, but with the numbers turned around. So
Okay, got it. No
that
problem. Okay, sure. So no problem. No problem. We're gonna go ahead and keep the almostgoyu17@gmail.com for now. We will wait for your update. If you could go ahead and text us, just let us know that we can now update the new email address so we can go ahead and update all the information here on your back end to make
Yes,
sure
of
that we send
course.
the right email. All
Yes,
right.
because I was wanting to change my actual number to a local number because I have an Illinois and he's out of Alabama. And some of my leads are not answering when I said certain times. Well, my regular customers also, like from around where his customers, when I'm getting hold of them, sending out the contracts that he gets, like from his friends and things like that. I'm noticing some of them don't answer my calls because of it being an Illinois number. And so I'm trying to do that, but for some reason my phone company is being crazy about it and they seem not to be able to do that.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm looking what I can do to get it. I'm so sorry, I'm working, I'm just things also.
It's okay, sorry. I'm not gonna go ahead and take too much of your time. I understand you're very busy. Now, before I go ahead and let you go on, I just wanted to make sure, do you have any other concerns or questions about
I'm
the
trying to
account?
think what I was calling. I was, because I know they're supposed to call, I think Monday, to talk about the web design and the logo, the business card. So I don't know exactly when, but they had told me last week it was going to be only a week. So that would have been today or Monday. I was calling about the contract. What is it? Can you see on there? How does he have a contract? Is he paying with y'all monthly? What's going on? I don't. He doesn't remember signing a contract or anything like that. So I'm like, okay, I need to know what's going on because I have everything in one section for his and one section for mine.
Yes, sure, no problem. So yes, he does have a contract with us. So he pays us monthly of $249. Billing date is every 17th of the month. And you may go ahead and find the contract details by logging into the dashboard. And then you can go from there, you can go ahead and check the terms and conditions.
Let's see, because I don't know if it lets me. Let me check. I was so mad when he lost it. Okay, so I'm on the dashboard, and it's where?
Yes. Are you accessing the dashboard by using a computer or a cell
phone? No, my mobile phone. I just connect my mobile phone to the laptop. I Bluetooth it together, so that's how I'm able to call and text still. And it's not connected actually to two devices because I'm only logged in on my phone.
Okay, no problem. So when you are on the dashboard, I believe it should be on the upper left or upper right when you see your name. Like it would say like AR. If you click that one, you will have options like account settings and then terms and conditions.
There's no AR. It's on the left is the R&R construction. It's got the bolt, the door, the bell, and three lines.
Could you kindly send me a screenshot of that just to make sure I got it right? Yes. If you can send it to the 877 number.
On the screenshot, this thing is just the work phone, the new phone, so I'm like, I'm used to iPhones. Go to this one. And then here.
Let me try to see if I can go ahead and ask.
There we go.
You found it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And it's raining, so it feels like a really lazy day today. And you know how you get the rain and you just want to, okay, you just want to snuggle up in a blanket?
I feel you. Sometimes it really happens.
This day was been hot and it's been cold. It goes from our weather over here in Chicago is really, really, really weird. And it's been going to hot to cold, and today it just wants to rain. And I'm looking out the window, and I'm like, oh, it looks so good. Just snuggle in a blanket and cuddle and watch me. Yeah, I'm going to get my grandbabies to come home early just to go cuddle and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm actually doing, as you're looking at everything else, I'm making the email right now.
By the way, have you... I tried to do it over the phone, and you see on the upper right corner where you have, like, the AR, are you in the application?
I'm on the app on my phone, because I was told do not do it on both places, to only have one.
I see. Well, you can actually do the web dashboard wherein you can access you can check the dashboard via Chrome. But of course, we do recommend having clients do the check on the app because, of course, we want them to familiarize how the app works.
Yeah, they were telling me to do the app because the plain fact of it is that they had said it was because that's how I make the phone calls to get the leads that y'all send.
Yes, that is correct. So basically, what happens is that because you have the app, you will be the one to receive the calls.
Yeah, so that's why I decided that I was just Bluetoothing everything too. I was doing everything Bluetooth to the computer. Yeah, because how you can connect your computer nowadays to your phone to your actual laptop, so that's what I have it connected.
Yes.
So, is there any way that they can actually just email it to me? That way I have one in my files also.
On the leads?
No, the contract?
Well, I can go ahead and actually, let me give you the login credentials through the dashboard. So this is different. Mm-hmm. You can still go ahead and view the dashboard. Let me send it to you right now. Okay. I'll email it to you, and then so it will be easier for you to get the terms and conditions. You can have a copy of it.
Thank you.
No problem. Let me just email this one.
Okay, it's kind of between here and this one, so let's see.
It is so sending.
Yes, I was able to make the new one, so let me make sure I can sign in. Do it, we put the number and everything connected. So the new one, the new email, I actually put it so, because it's a more family-based company. Like, it's me on the technical part, my dad over there doing everything else. But my brother still pop in every once in a while to help him out. So I end up just doing my maiden last name instead of my actual last name. So that way the customers can also see that it is a family-based company. I don't want them to be like, huh? I'm gonna have like 20 hours. I'm gonna get out of here. Okay, yeah. Let me check. Is it to the phone?
Okay. All right. It's showing you the email sent already. Did you get it?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Okay. And then I'm going to put on, I'm going to text you right now the actual email, the new email.
The new email, okay. And we will be updating the back office now to the new email.
Okay. So, yeah, right now, as soon as I text it to you, it's already working. I have it up already. I'm just going to personalize it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so make sure. Oh, my God. Okay, I sent it. And I guess I received yours, love.
Okay.
That's why I told him I need two devices because I don't know. No. He's going to be yelling at me on the top of his lungs saying, what? I know my dad. Yeah, I'm the oldest, so yeah.
Oh, you're the eldest? Okay.
Yes, I'm the eldest, and then I'm the only girl, so yeah.
Oh. I think that should be an advantage, right?
No, because also, no. I guess when my dad was and my mother were in the process of making my process, they were mad and something at each other because I just thought the spit image of my dad. Attitude and everything.
If you look more like your dad, that means your mom loves the dad more. That's what they say. Because during your pregnancy, it's like the mother
is No, I don't look like him. I look everything like my mother, but I act like my dad.
Oh, I see. So the features of the mom, but the personality is with the dad.
Yes, every single bit, the attitude, the anger, the bipolar, everything. I don't lie, I'm bipolar like crazy.
Your dad must have really faced his, the person who can really handle him, because you have the same personality.
I'm telling you, because we're bad, too. My mom would be like, my mom would be, who's your dad? I'm like, oh my goodness. And then me and him are talking, and we end up arguing because neither one of us want to shut up.
Okay. Oh, by the way, have you gone ahead and logged into the web dashboard?
Yeah, but this crazy thing already wants to give me a freaking hard time.
Oh. Could you tell me what error do you get?
It's not, no, it's my email. It's not letting me sign in on my phone. And so I can get it. but yes, ma'am, I'm on it right now.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and walk you through. Let's see. So when you are on the dashboard, you see on the upper right where it says AR, upper right corner.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and click that one, and then click the terms and conditions.
Okay. Okay, I found terms and conditions. So the one that you see my initials, I guess my phone is still in the, it's the old version, not the new one, because on mine, it's the bolt. The one that looks like a boat before the bell and the three lines, because I don't have an AR. I have the boat. On one side it says R. If you've seen the screenshot, one side says R&R Constructions, and the other side the boat, the doorbell, and the three lines.
Oh, that's actually the screenshot that you sent me is the screenshot from the app, right?
Yes, that's why I was calling. Now that you reminded me and I've seen the name on you. That's what reminds me now. I remember now why I was calling up. Y'all have, when he first signed up, y'all have, his wife passed away a couple months ago. And she's the one, because I'm looking at the name where it says signed by Ana Gonzalez. That's her. She's no longer here with us. He doesn't know that. He thinks it's him, so leave it like that. but y'all have something that he doesn't have a lot of voicemails or anything with her, and y'all have a voice talking about the website. The very first call. It's her and him talking about the website and the conversations. I know y'all record them because I was listening to it. Is there any way that I can download that? Because I tried it off my phone and my laptop, and it's not letting me. I figured y'all might be able to, like, transfer it to me. I'm trying to make him something for her, because, I don't want him to remember her and be sad all the time. Since he can only be very honest and bold with me, because me and him, like I said, we're too much alike, he does cry a lot with me. Every night he does, past the night that he doesn't cry. Because then a month later we lost my brother. And this year didn't start off good. So I'm trying to, like I said, build something to where it's both of them, but nothing but good memories and them talking about good things. So like the website is something good because she knew she didn't have that long. She already had health issues, so she knew, and this is her, basically her legacy to leave to him. And because she's the one that came up with this, she's the one that pushed him to, hey, do something. Hey, look, you can do this. And it's her faith that pushed him to have more faith in himself. So I'm trying to set things up to where I can make a whole little video with just little things here and there that she and my brother did for him. So I heard the recording, and I was wondering if there was a way to where y'all can actually download it or something and send it to me.
I will have to go ahead and dig into the file, onto the account. I'm going to go ahead and try that one. I'm going to dig further in the account to check in if I can pull out the recording for you and send it over. Because I know we actually have way to go ahead and download it, but I will go ahead and figure out which recording was that when they were discussing about the website.
Yeah, I've seen it, and it's the very, very, very first one.
Do you have like a date for that? So it's easier for me to track down. Yes. If you have a date, that would be easier for me to find a recording for you.
Yeah, and I wasn't even on here looking for it. I was just going through all of his things. He's the very first one, so it says May 19,
2025. May 19. So that's going to be 525.
Yeah, because he had the app on his phone, and I made him uninstall it. I'm like, no, daddy.
May 25. I don't see the May 25.
Yeah, it's on the very first one.
I do have May 23.
May 19th. I'm sorry. It says the 19th.
19. Okay. Let me try that one. May
19th. Her name is Ana Gonzalez.
Ana. Okay. Let me see here if I can find. I do see some calls on May 19, but let me see. May 19 was Facebook access.
I'm trying to blow it to where I can see the time. It's in the afternoon because I see PM.
But it's anywhere there. Okay, don't worry. Can you give me maybe until Wednesday? Just give me time to dig in and the
account. Don't worry, there's no rush on it.
Okay, perfect. I will get back to you. Let me just note very quick here. Okay, I'll get back to you on Wednesday on this one, okay? Sooner I can go ahead and get back. Okay, no problem.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.
Alrighty. So I'll get back to you on Wednesday for that. And let me see. Is there anything else?
No, I think that's the only really reason that I was actually calling is for that. Because I was listening. Like I said, I was going back on everything. That's when I heard it. And I was like, oh, man. And I quit listening. And that's when I called y'all.
Aw. No worry. I'll do my best to help.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll get back to you on Wednesday on that one, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Oh, did we update the
email?
Yes.
Yes. Please do text me the new email address. I'll update it to you.
I sent that. Yeah, I sent it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
As we were speaking.
Okay. Let me see. Yes, got it. Alma Ramos. 7985@gmail.com. Perfect. Got it.
It should be Alma H. Ramos. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. I'll go ahead and have it updated. So all the emails will be now redirected to the new email that you have provided to Alma H. Ramos at Gmail. 7985.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much, Alma. Yes, feel free to contact us if you have further questions. Yes. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Say hi for the grandkids.
Yes, ma'am. You too, love. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.